Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored in part by Star Dental Institute. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm your host, Mike Lewis. Thank you for joining us. Before we get started, as you listen to the great information we're about to put forward, if you know a military member, a veteran, a family member that would benefit from this information, share this information. It's easy to send a podcast to somebody. You can send them to KRDO.com, click on radio, and there you just click on podcast, and so we can get this important information out. Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, if you don't know, if you're listening for the first time, does so many wonderful things for veterans and military folks when it comes to transitioning, helping them out with building a resume and so much more. And wait till you hear what they just did for military members in our community. I'd like to welcome in our first guest is retired Army Colonel Bob McLaughlin. And he also is the Mount Carmel Chief Operating Officer. Been here many times before, Bob. Welcome back.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here. Very excited about what we did for our military members, veterans, and their families, and looking forward to celebrating Thanksgiving this year.
Well, let's go ahead and not hold back the secret any longer. What happened on the Thursday before Thanksgiving at Mount Carmel?
So our tradition at Mount Carmel with partners and generous donors is to do turkeys for troops. We're at the center. We give turkeys to troops and their families, veterans, to help them celebrate a very family-oriented Thanksgiving this year. We're proud to do it. It's so important this time of year, November, Veterans Day, 11th day, 11th hour, as we pay tribute to our veterans. It was so important for us this year to be able to do that. And then now Thanksgiving is upon us. I will tell you personally, as a veteran, I'm thankful for those who have served. I'm thankful for those who are serving. Sometimes we may forget, as we sit down at the Thanksgiving table, there are thousands of Americans deployed in defense of our nation, celebrating to the best of their ability with their comrades. And at home, there are family members celebrating the Thanksgiving meal without their service members. So I'm thankful for them. Mm. I'm thankful for everyone that has served and sacrificed for our nation. This time of year is so important to remember that.
And Bob, recently we had a couple of news stories on KRDO where we had some deployed soldiers from Fort Carson get back to the Mountain Post. And one of the things the post spokesperson said was, it's so nice to have them back before the holidays begin.
It is so important for families. And, you know, now it's 2019. There are families who have been separated from their loved one many times, 6, 7, 5, 4, many years without their loved one in service. Our military families do so much. And within our culture, it takes a family, not just the service member or the veteran, the family. Especially now when we circle around each other, we bring loved ones together, and to be missing the service member is so difficult in many times. It's so important for friends of military members to make sure that they know that. In our case at Mount Carmel, to be able to have done turkeys for troops was so important to us, and we're so proud of it.
Yeah, Thanksgiving dinner probably just doesn't taste quite the same when there's that empty chair at the table.
More turkey for the kids. That's what my kids would say when I was gone.
Okay. But I'm sure they loved having you there.
Oh, my God. And they have and they will.
And you couldn't do what you do at Mount Carmel without some very generous donations. Is that correct? You've got some great community partners.
Absolutely. We pride ourselves on working with partners. We couldn't do what we do year-round to help with behavioral health counseling, to help with transition services, to help with supportive service. We rely on our community partners, friends, to contribute to the cause. We ask three things of people that listen. Number one is to make sure that no veteran military member or family member falls through the cracks, that especially in this holiday season, that if you know somebody that's struggling, send them to Mount Carmel. Send them to the Veterans Service Center at 530 Communication Circle, or call us at 772-7000. The other thing is we want to grow partnerships. We want to make sure that people out there that want to help our service members transition into the community come and join us. And then, of course, we certainly need fuel for the engine. So if anyone out there has the means in which to contribute to Mount Carmel, you can go to our website at veteranscenter.org. You can call the number that I just mentioned, 772-7000, or just come by the center to see us. It's just so important that we come together to support those who have served and sacrificed.
And Bob, as we just get the holiday season underway and we've got another month of the holidays, what are some other ways folks can help Mount Carmel?
Well, this year we're part of the Indy Gives campaign. Everybody is aware in the community about how important that is. It gives the community members an opportunity to do that. There's also the Colorado Gives campaign. We always, especially as we close out the year and look forward to next year, as we do Turkeys for Troops, there's more opportunity next year to do that as well. We also are a proud supporter of Toys for Tots, which is very important around the holiday season, and our Marine Corps brother and sister sponsor that. We do canned food drives, which people can donate food. Whatever the desire is, there's what we pride ourselves on is the ability to connect those who have with those who need at the Mount Carmel Veterans Service, and it's what builds a strong community.
That is terrific. And I know that there are a lot of people in this community that some who have served and some who have not served, but they really do appreciate what the military does for the defense of this country, and I know they want to help out and be generous.
And we appreciate it. That's what's going to make us sustain our troops, sustain their families, and that everybody has a smile on their face as they sit around the Thanksgiving table this year, with or without a deployed family member.
All right. Well, Bob, again, thank you for being so generous to the troops and veterans and their family members this past Thursday before Thanksgiving. We appreciate it. And I'm sure the turkeys went fast. And we will see you again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there.
Absolutely.
You are listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. This is our second segment, and we're going to call this one The Gifts of Thanksgiving. We've got three guests with us right now for segment number two. I'd like to welcome in Katie Travis. She's a lead case manager at Mount Carmel. Tandy Zerfoss, a career and transition program coordinator, and a client and an Army veteran, Alex McMath. All of you, welcome to KRDO.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure.
Thanks so much, Mike.
It's good to have you here. And by the way, Alex, thank you for your service. Appreciate that.
It was my pleasure.
All right. Well, let's go ahead. Katie, I want to go ahead and start with you. Earlier, we talked with Bob about the turkey giveaway you did, Operation Turkey. And why is that so important, and what impact does that have?
So, most people are familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And in that hierarchy of needs, your most basic needs that need to get met are food, shelter, sleep, and clothing. Right. And in the country, in the United States, there are over 37 million people who live in a food insecure household. Mm. So being able to give away those meals, especially at this time of year, mm-hmm. it's such a time of giving, was a big impact on our veteran community. We were able to give 1,200 turkeys away to our active duty troops. We were able to give 100 meals away to our Gold Star families, and then 200 meals to our veterans, active duty, and their families here in need in the area.
Terrific.
So without that food and shelter and sleep in place, it's really hard to move up to that next step, which is finding that employment security, focusing on your health. So in my department in supportive services, we really work to make sure that they're getting shelter met, food met, those basic needs. And then we're able to pass them along to folks like Tandy in our employment and transition services to really get that employment going, or possibly that behavioral health. We also partner with organizations like VOPA, which is Veteran Optometrist Partners of America, making sure that they've got eyewear. We have acupuncturists. So it's those bottom two layers of that pyramid are extremely important in laying a foundation before you can move up to love and belonging and a sense of self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately finding yourself and being able to kind of make the most of life and be all that you can be and start providing and giving back to the community.
That is terrific. By the way, for the benefit of those folks listening who may not know, what is a Gold Star family?
Gold Star family is somebody who has lost their loved one in combat.
Okay. And I'm sure this, when the holiday season rolls around, that loss is probably front and center, more so than maybe other parts of the time of the year. So giving them something that they can take home and have a meal, a good meal, that's terrific.
Oh, most definitely. Bob talked about, and I grew up in a military family, not having your family members home for the holidays is extremely hard, but at least knowing that they are coming home.
Right.
Makes it a little easier to get through. And this time of year is a huge loss for those and a reminder that they're missing that piece of their heart. And so being able to give them at least a warm meal and bring them all together is extremely important to us.
Outstanding. Well, let's bring Tandy in now. And want to talk about some key progress efforts for your clients. And I understand there were some vehicles given away. Tell us about that.
That's right. That was in partnership with Progressive Insurance. Okay. Progressive Insurance does a big event each year. They do Keys to Progress. And this, I've been fortunate to be a part of this giveaway for the last 3 years. This year, they gave away three cars, and all three cars went to Mount Carmel clients. One of our clients is here today. That's Alex, and he was a car recipient. It's a wonderful program because they use other partners with the collision repair mm-hmm. centers and like Caliber Collision and some of the other collision repair mm-hmm. centers to repair. This year, they were theft recovery vehicles that they repaired. They completely restore the vehicles, and then they also take inventory of the client and find out a little bit about them. And so the cars came loaded with all kinds of gifts. Enterprise car rental offered up insurance for the year. They mm-hmm. got all kinds of other things I'm sure Alex will tell you about. So
wow.
That helped to really bridge the gap for them, to help them to be able to join the workforce and be successful.
Yeah, reliable transportation is important if you're going to have a job.
Oh, it's huge. It's really, really been a major barrier to employment. And it's one of the biggest problems and biggest challenges that some of my clients face. Mm. And often, you know, it really does inhibit their ability to seek suitable employment in the areas that they're most suited for, because they have to depend upon only those employers that are on the bus route, or only those employers that can support them being on those bus schedules and bus routes.
Which is very limiting.
That's right. And often those will not appeal to their skill sets, not appeal to what they can normally apply for.
All right, well, let's bring Alex in. Alex, congratulations on being awarded a car. Before we go to that, though, I'd like to just tell us a little bit about what you did in the Army and when you went off active duty.
Sure. I was an intelligence officer in the Army. I was commissioned via OCS. So I came in 2009. I was commissioned by May 2010, and I had to take a medical retirement in December of 2013. And that was a disappointment, and it has bothered me for a long time. Transition was difficult for me in that way. And honestly, by the time Tandy got hold of me, I really wasn't in a good place. I'll put it this way. Tandy, you know, is retired from the Army herself, and, you know, has worked in career counseling for long enough. And she said to me at one point, after we were down the road and things were going better, when I met you, I was shocked. This is not somebody who should shock easily at the level of self-loathing that you were feeling. Wow. And, I mean, well, on a procedural level, I was, like, annoyed at the time that she would be interrupting me so much, but it was what was necessary, I think, to kind of intervene against the way I was treating myself. And so, you know, things a few months hence have turned around so quickly. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I should. I hear I should give myself credit. And I know what it's like to be in a position where you're so confused about how to make things better that you almost don't want to anymore. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, sort of cajoled into coming to Mount Carmel. And I'm so glad I did. I'm so blessed I did. But now I'm starting to look around at, you know, whom I can help similarly.
Wow, that's terrific. I mean, it sounds like, just I'm reading between the lines, you're... medical retirement, you might have planned on staying in the Army a lot longer.
So, definitely some more time.
Yeah, so it upended where your mind was when that happened.
Right. It's not fun to, you know, fall short of your own expectations for yourself.
Sure. So based on what you just said, it sounds like you're happy and you feel blessed that, I want to put words in your mouth, that Mount Carmel was there to assist you.
And it had been the whole time. Well, when did it launch?
Yeah. 2016.
It was there from, you know... I could have gone sooner, and, you know, no point in looking at the past, but it is there now. And to all the veterans who may hear this, you know, you have already the inkling that you want to do something differently, you know. Trust that feeling. Believe in yourself that you can change it, and there are people just waiting to help you because you still have so much to offer.
Now, I understand you're in a paid internship now. That car, by the way, very important. Tell us about that.
Well, funny story. You know, they gave us the chance to give some short remarks at the ceremony where we received the vehicles. And I opened up with, you know, I don't need to tell you how important it is to have a car. For instance, we're pretty far uptown right now. I'm betting everybody drove here. Laugh line. Okay. And sure. It's very true. And my employer, in fact, their office is way uptown, about Powers and Briargate. And I live by Citadel Mall. It, as Tandy would say, you can't get there from here, not on the bus anyway.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, public transportation doesn't take you everywhere you need to go.
It doesn't.
Okay, so it sounds like the car crucial to work, and are you, this paid internship, do you see maybe a new career coming your way?
I do, and, you know, a little bit about that. And my employer, Soteric Group, provides a integrated solution to security, risk assessment, consulting, and training. I'm not going to try to sell anybody anything, but the information's useful. And my boss, Cindy Gillis, and the founder of the company, it's a service okay, I have to get this one right. Service disabled veteran, women-owned small business. And more importantly, Cindy, I'm the third intern she's had via Mount Carmel. You know, she cares deeply about helping veterans, you know, reach their full potential and get back to, you know, the significance and the use of their talents that they have always aspired to. I mean, if you serve your country, you already have your mind on bigger things. It's easy to get lost, but you can still do it. So it's important to say that.
Well, and I know Cindy because she and her company did some training here. I think it was 2 years ago. It was in January, I believe. But anyway, it was self-defense training for the people who have to go out in the field, because sometimes you're out there doing an interview, and if something unexpected happens, we wanted everyone at KRDO to have a skill set where they could at least try to defend themselves and get out of danger. And it was very informative.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. It doesn't surprise me that, you know, Cindy, I mean, I see how well she treats me, so for her to have a company that's providing a service that will empower people with that knowledge, you know, it's a great thing, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm in the contracting function, which it hadn't occurred to me, but given kind of the way I am, as far as my interests and my skills, that's a good look for me, and I'm glad that I'm able to learn about it and have some more opportunities going forward.
Well, terrific. Well, thank you for sharing your story. I'm happy that, I don't think we're all happy that you're moving forward. You were in a bad place, but it sounds like you're moving forward in your life and things are getting better and better.
Absolutely, Mike. It's been a blessing. And thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. And again, it was good to meet you. And again, if you find this information useful, please share it. It is easy to do so. You can send people to KRDO.com or you can email the podcast to them and they can click and listen at their discretion and when it's convenient for them. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute.
So many men and women have served in our military, sacrificing so much, including long stretches away from home and family. This often results in financial instability, health issues, and more. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental Institute. If you're active duty military or a veteran, we have a gift for you and your family. If you're missing teeth, we'd like to help you replace them at no charge. That's right, no charge, no obligation, no strings attached. If you and your family are uninsured, underinsured, if you don't qualify for VA dentistry, you're struggling financially, and you're missing teeth, we will place dental implants for you at no charge. Call Star Dental Institute to set your appointment for an exam and screening. If you qualify, we will replace your missing teeth, give you back the confidence to smile again, better health, and a better quality of life. You and your family deserve this. Call Star Dental Institute today at 719-208-4610. That's 719-208-4610. I'm Dr. Gary Moore. And together, we smile.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Our last segment is going to be something that we're going to talk about some big upcoming events at Mount Carmel, and I'd like to welcome in on the phone with us is Heidi Miller, an Army veteran, also a West Point graduate. Heidi, welcome.
Michael, thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Also with me in the KRDO studio is Paul Price. He is with Mount Carmel, so we're going to be asking you some questions about some things that are getting ready to happen. But before we do that, tell me about yourself. You're an Army veteran. You went to West Point. What did you do for the Army?
Okay, so I actually had a unique path to the Army. I was admin-based, so HR director was kind of my main role that I fell underneath, but I had the opportunity to lead a platoon, become an executive officer, and I actually worked with an infantry unit last on Fort Carson. So not the typical path, but it was a great one.
Well, terrific. Well, thank you for your service. Now, I understand that there was a recently hosted career fair at the Broadmoor. Tell us what you saw, Heidi.
Yes, so I had the opportunity to orchestrate last week's DAV Recruit Military Job Fair, and it was an awesome event. We had about 300 attendees and 54 companies in attendance. So what we saw, let's just get real, I guess, what we saw was a good mixture. We saw a lot of veteran spouses who attended well-prepared, and some of them even secured interviews on the spot. And then we saw other people, too, who didn't really, I guess, know how to work the job fair or how to effectively sell themselves. So we saw that vast range, and we, of course, noticed how, one, preparation made the difference, and two, if you go into a job fair network, try to sell yourself, let them know what you can bring to the table, you're going to be a lot more better off in every aspect.
Well, that is terrific. Now, you work for Bradley Morris Recruit Military. Tell us about that company.
Yes, of course, Mike. So Bradley Morris Recruit Military is mostly comprised of veteran and veteran spouses. And our sole mission is to connect employers with transitioning military veterans or veteran spouses. So it's a great business model. It really is. There's so many opportunities available. We have a job board with about 300,000 different opportunities to include 8,000 remote. And then we manage about 140 different job fairs a year nationwide, so typically two in each city per year.
Well, that is terrific. And tell us about the upcoming events that will be happening very soon.
Yes, so we're excited to work with or partner with Mount Carmel to host a resume review session and then a brief company overview of really how you can utilize different services that we provide to your advantage, not only through networking preparation, but also through actually finding employment kind of on the spot in some cases that if you include our events. So we're excited to kind of showcase what we can offer in that respect. And then also, of course, provide resume assistance from the employer's perspective. So we're going to bring in how to incorporate keywords, how to really showcase your skills while aligning what you can offer to what organizations are looking for.
And if someone has been in the military for quite some time, and this also spouses can take part in this as well. They may not have written a resume, and you know, things have changed, and you know, you want to make sure you do it right.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Now, this is a event that's going to take place at Mount Carmel. Is that correct, Paul?
That's correct. We're going to be at Mount Carmel up on Communication Circle. If any of the veterans or spouses out there that are listening would like to sign up for these events, if they just go to veteranscenter.org, or they can give us a call at 719-772-7000. We'll get them signed up. This will be next week, Tuesday, the 26th. And we'll start at 11 o'clock with the Bradley Morris briefing. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll roll right into the resume writing class.
And this is, there's no cost for this?
Oh, absolutely no cost. Mount Carmel, we are there to support the veterans, their families. And this is just a continuation of the service we have with good partners like Bradley Morris. And our goal in the transition employment side of the house is to get good people with good companies. And these are the type of events that allow us to do it.
Terrific. And if you are listening to this right now, maybe you know someone who could take advantage of this and be very helpful. Share this update. Share the podcast. You can email it to them, or you can just direct them to KRadio.com, then look for radio, and then click on podcast. And we just love making this available on demand as people find out about it and making it easy to share. Well, Paul, it was good to see you.
Always a pleasure, Mike.
Thank you. And Heidi, thank you for making time, and I hope you have a full house for your upcoming event.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.